All right, we have some breaking news. Governor Gretchen Whitmer just revealed that she has plans in place in case Trump tries to disrupt the midterm elections in her state of Michigan. Multiple other blue state governors seem to be preparing plans that are similar, and this needs to be talked about in a more aggressive manner because Donald Trump is clearly getting more and more desperate heading into the midterms. The polling that's coming out is showing a bigger and bigger blue wave, which would mean Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is no longer Speaker. He's essentially powerless. It would mean Donald Trump is a lame duck president and his desperation would only increase. They are scared of democracy because democracy is an expression of the American people and they have betrayed the American people. Whether it's the Epstein files, whether it's spending so much time on foreign conflicts or going after Greenland or going after Venezuela, rather than actually extending the ACA subsidies that just expired, that would actually help American people. Or it's the ICE raids that are going on that we all see the videos of. I mean, we'll do a quick recap of Donald Trump's 1 year since it is January 20th. It has been a long, long year. But just to zoom out, I think it's very, very important we set the stakes of what is happening heading into these midterms. In an NPR interview that just released, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she expects further efforts to disrupt voting in her swing states and that Democrats have been discussing how to respond. She says it's not paranoia to think the government might use the Department of Homeland Security to interfere. That is what we are seeing right now. ICE has been out using disproportionate force because they are scared of people recording them. They are scared of people being able to exercise their First Amendment right because people are speaking out against the administration. They're scared of the press because the press will expose what they are doing. They're even scared of colleges and academia because our educational institutions allow people to develop the critical thinking skills that push back against this type of BS. I mean, they want to hide everything. Take, for instance, the Renee Nicole Good shooting. They immediately tried to spike down that investigation and that inflamed protests. Take, for instance, the economy. They've been telling us that the economy is in a golden age, that things are A++++, and that things are getting better, but they're not. They refuse to even release the economic data. I want to break this all down because Trump has been using some wild rhetoric lately. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Shout out to the YouTube audience and the Facebook audience and people on Spotify. I love all of you. We are building an amazing, amazing community. We have built such a beautiful community of like-minded individuals fighting for democracy. So this article reads, Democratic governors are preparing for further election disruptions. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked if she assumed that pro-Trump forces would attempt to interfere with ballot counting, Whitmer said, quote, it would be a mistake to assume that they're not going to. So I don't know precisely what it is that they might come up with, but we've got smart, sophisticated, savvy people around the tabletop that we will continue to get prepared. I want to expand on that, but to make matters even worse, I found this clip of Governor Pritzker back in October. This was months and months back, and he's describing a scenario in which Trump hyper-militarizes blue cities in early 2026 in order to get ready to interfere with elections. Look at what we're seeing in Minneapolis right now. Take a listen to this clip. I thought it was very prescient. This was back in October.
Well, the broader goal, I believe, is the militarization of major American cities before the 2026 elections. Let me be clear about what's going on the streets of Chicago. They have dressed ICE and CBP in fatigues, put them in military gear, including with automatic weapons, and yep, had them marching up and down major streets in downtown Chicago. It's a signal that they're trying to send that it's okay to have troops on your street, that this would be a welcome thing for people who live in Chicago.
This was months ago. I live in Chicago. I saw this. Now we only see it escalating and escalating. And here's the thing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer didn't go into specific plans the Trump administration could try to enact, but we already know their specific plans. We already know how they're escalating. Trump has been pressuring Republican lawmakers in multiple states, starting with Texas, to redraw congressional maps mid-decade, years before the next sentence, to give them some illegal advantage heading into the midterms. Now, Indiana lawmakers, my home state of Indiana, they refused to do so, which was very, very good. Actually, it was a very good moment for democracy when Indiana lawmakers refused to redraw the map for Trump. So then, Trump has been demanding an end to all mail-in voting nationwide, despite decades and decades of use and repeated court rulings that there is no evidence of fraud. When fraud does happen, it gets flagged, the mechanisms work, and it does not get counted. The confusing part here is Republicans use mail-in voting just as much as Democrats. Like, during COVID, it was disproportionately blue because Democrats wanted to distance more because Trump was undermining mail-in voting. But a lot of elderly Republicans use mail-in voting, but Trump continues to undermine that, continues to escalate his attacks on voting machines. He even said in one quote that it might be better off if we don't have elections. Trump on the midterms, quote, "When you think of it, we shouldn't even have an election," said Donald Trump. So just think about it. Blue state governors are holding the damn line. They are the last bulwark between pure authoritarianism, no more free elections, and actually having a chance come the midterms. Here's my call to action very quickly. Everybody who is watching this needs to make sure you vote come the midterms. Share this video around, boost it. Make sure you tell people face to face. It is so important not to give up come the midterms because that's what this administration wants. They want you to obey in advance and think, huh, it's not even worth it. But no, we have blue state governors fighting for us. Governor Gavin Newsom neutralized the redistricting scheme in Texas. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is obviously coming up with plans and talking with really, really sophisticated people, as she pointed out. We have Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has been fighting back against the regime over and over and over, making sure his voice is heard.
Nobody here welcomes it, by the way. I mean, literally, as they're walking down the street, people are yelling at them. But they think they can get people used to the idea. And next year, I fear that what they're going to do is deploy these folks eventually to polling places and say they're protecting the vote. Donald Trump knows that without shenanigans and without these breaches of the Constitution, he's going to lose the Congress.
He is going to lose it all. The Republican approval rating is plummeting. It is falling dramatically. The worrying part is, I can't tell if it's falling because of the Epstein files, because of the pedophilia cover-up. I can't tell if it's falling because Trump is so damn distracted by foreign conflicts and trying to jump into foreign countries when he shouldn't. I can't tell if it's because of Venezuela, if it's because of the ICE raids or the killing of Renee Nicole Good. Maybe it's because of the tariffs or the expiration of the Affordable Care Act subsidies. In reality, it's a lot of these things coming together. People's on-the-ground needs aren't being met, and they see a president who is distracted by ballrooms. So you know what Donald Trump did in response to this? You know what he did? He said that J.B. Pritzker should be arrested because Pritzker called it how it is. Their response is to try to gerrymander states into hell, try to arrest and prosecute Democrats, try to investigate Democratic organizations because they know they failed the American people and the American people are upset. When the American people are given the option, not if, but when we are given the option come midterms, we're going to take Republicans out of power. So as J.B. Pritzker is saying this, the governor of my great state of Illinois, a few months later, I guess October was 2 to 3 months back. So 2 to 3 months later, the Pentagon is readying 1,500 soldiers to potentially deploy to Minnesota under the Insurrection Act. Everything J.B. Pritzker said came true and some. Then Trump says, when you think of it, we shouldn't even have an election. Trump's approval rating among Gen Z absolutely plummeting. Take a listen.
There have been some pretty big shifts here.
Yeah, these guys are swingers. That's what we're talking about here. Take a look here. Generation Z. John liked that. Gen Z, party ID margin, Dems versus the GOP. In 2024, look at this. It was just a 6-point margin between the Democrats and Republicans. Democrats just led by 6 points. Very small. Remember, Donald Trump did very well for a Republican candidate amongst the youngest part of the electorate.
But this is about the swing in Gen Z voters away from Trump. Just wait for
take
it.
A look here. 2025. Hello. A huge widening of the lead for Democrats among Generation Z, tripling their lead on party identification from 6 all the way up to 20. That was, in fact, the largest shift, considerably more so than any other group. Yes, there was a shift in the overall electorate, but this more than double the shift that we saw among the electorate at large towards the Democratic Party.
Okay, and we said it was decisive for Donald Trump. How have opinions shifted toward Donald Trump among this group?
Okay, so this, in some ways, you know, you might say this, oh, this doesn't
necessarily actually a month into the
Trump. I mean, he has just fallen off a cliff.
Wow.
When it comes to Generation Z. Look at this. Donald Trump's net approval rating in February of 2025. John said it right. Wow.
In 1 year, he's dropped 42 points to negative 32. And if you're wondering, Why were Gen Zers tricked in the first place? I think the answer is, during a lot of Gen Zers' most formative years in middle school, elementary school, high school, they weren't really paying attention to Trump shenanigans as the president. So after COVID, people wanted a change agent, somebody who would change things radically. And most Gen Zers didn't remember how disastrous Trump was the first time, so thought, huh, which candidate looks more like a change agent? Now, of course, we think that Kamala Harris would have changed things for the better, would have put in some common sense policies and had a steady hand. But many people viewed Trump as the person who would shake things up when people are struggling, who would shake things up. But it turns out he didn't unrig the U.S. system. He just further rigged it for himself to benefit himself. One more time, I want to point out how Trump is just staffing the administration with election skeptics and deniers. Many people don't know this about the administration, but Pam Bondi, the attorney general, as lawyer for Trump back in 2020, Bondi claimed Trump had won Pennsylvania before 1 million absentee ballots had even been counted. During her confirmation hearings as attorney general, she sidestepped even answering whether Biden won in 2020. They are trying to create a legal pretext to have an administration that pushes towards one narrative that the election is stolen. Kash Patel, FBI director. Patel, who has used his power to pursue Trump's opponents, has leaned into the president's false election claim, saying in 2023 that if Trump had won the election, he would go after the journalists who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. Funny how things have flipped. In 2023, he also said he'd go after the pedophiles in the government who were protecting Epstein. Now it seems like he's one of those people in the government. Harmeet K. Dillon. As a lawyer, Dillon challenged state voting policies and baselessly claimed before the 2024 election, the bureaucrats changed the outcomes of the election in a few counties. We have Ed Martin, a pardon attorney. He's called the 2020 election rigged. Andrew Warner, Heather Honey. It is just full, chock full of election denialists, and they're getting ready as Donald Trump's approval rating drops. Look at this divergence right here in the past week. His approval rating is at the bottom and it just drops. His disapproval is spiking even more so than it's dropping. So even some voters are like really just disapproving of him. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.